For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that was the big touchdown at the end of the half, coming off of the recently benched Anthony Richardson interception at the end of the half by Jalen Petrie, and they punch it home with Tank Dell in the back of the end zone there, and that was a big play, the biggest play for Tank Dell in that game, and Clint, I think. To me, when you see that Stephon Diggs goes down, I think you would feel better and you feel all right. And for those who feel all right about it, and we had the conversation, do they need more? And for those of you who felt like, no, they have enough, I think a lot of that is based off of, all right, and I've heard this a lot, Clint, like, hey, you basically have the receivers you had last year. When Nico gets back, you had Nico, who had gone for almost, 1,400 yards. You had Tank Dell, who was on pace to go over 1,000 yards. You had Dalton Schultz. You had, you had Robert Woods, Xavier Hutchinson, and John Metchie are a year older. This is similar to the passing game you had last year, and C.J. Stroud led all of the NFL in passing yards per game. And you had you had one of the best passing games in football last year. But that is if you're getting last year's Tank Dell. The problem with that is you haven't gotten last year's Tank Dell. This has been a different dude, and they need, for this to work, if they're not going to go out and make a move, which I know many people think they shouldn't and they won't need to do that, they need Tank to show up. Nathaniel's been playing.
Where are they?
The first seven games of the season. They need Tank to show up. And I think there's a question of, what is he? Is he a guy that's a number two level receiver that you can feel good about? Or is he playing himself lower than that? Because right now, Clint, you could argue, I mean, he's playing in the same vein and level of, Robert Woods, what Noah Brown did last year, what, number three receivers, and not a special two. What did they say before the year? We got three number ones. That's not the way that Tank has played this year.
Yeah, look, I don't, he damn sure hadn't produced like that. Now, I personally, I can tell you where I stand with it, is I think there's been a, he falls third or fourth on the depth chart of, we're going to make a priority and do things that are Tank centric to get the football to out of the gate. When you have Nico Collins and you have Steph Diggs and you have Dalton Schultz, I think he's been third or fourth on that list of guys that you kind of cater your offense to. I think the pressure that CJ Stroud has been under consistently, really for the entire season, I think that has taken away from the opportunities that Tank Dell gets. And, at the end of the day, I still believe in Tank Dell. I still believe that Tank Dell is a guy that, if they tilt this offense towards him from a pass game perspective, which they have to now, right? I mean, he's the most explosive guy you got, really. He's the only explosive guy you got catching the football right now. And that's everybody. I guess Joe Mixon, you can throw it to him out of the backfield. He's pretty explosive. With the exception of that, I mean, you got guys that can't run away from anybody. Whether you're talking about Dalton Schultz or Metchie or Xavier Hutchinson, I mean, these guys are all Robert Woods. I mean, these guys are all they all lack twitch and explosion, relatively speaking. And so I would imagine that whatever pass game they do have in the books this week will be very, very Tank Dell centric. Get him the football quick, get him the football in space, move him a lot to get the release, to get the DB to back off a bit if you snap the football when he's in motion. All the misdirection stuff, I would imagine, if you can get the run game going, would be Tank Dell, quick to Tank Dell in the flats on the other side. So I think there's several reasons why we haven't seen the Tank Dell to start with. And I think this is the week that, boy, if it's ever going to happen, this is the week that it has to happen because he's the lead dog. He's number one. This is the opportunity that Tank Dell has always looked for. But, Ron, I tell you, I mean, we're at a point. We were talking about CJ earlier. We were talking about the offensive line, the pass protection. I mean, I said this earlier in the week, man. I'm at a point where I'm putting year one in the books. I mean, you started
just looking at what you've been seeing.
We're 8 games in, man. It's obvious that you're not going to be the same team that you were. Whether we're talking individuals or we're talking about as an offense and identity, it's obvious you're not going to be that team. And some changes need to make. They think they need to shift gears a little bit. Now, do you go from one extreme to the other, or do you meet in the middle a bit? I think you meet in the middle a bit, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm just. Whether we're talking about Tank, CJ, the offensive line protecting, it is what it is right now, man. We're 8 games into this joker right here, and what we've seen is who they are.
Yeah, from the text line, Tank has not been himself because of the Diggs signing. Him and Dalton will make a jump and be more motivated moving forward. To me, that will that you have in there of him and Dalton will make a jump. I think that's to me a hope. I think that's a hope that they do that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's one that could argue, like, yeah, maybe you're not getting the ball as much, but, like, it should be easier for you to be open. And we know CJ, man, if you've been open, if you're open, like, he'll find a way to get you the ball.
You know, I don't like Ron putting Tank in the same boat with Dalton. Like Dalton's a sit in a soft zone. You know, if the zone takes you there, he's there. I mean, he's not a man beater. He may beat it from time to time, but he's not. I mean, he's just not. Tank is a guy, damn it, that needs to. I said guy, damn it, by the way.
He's not a man.
I wasn't sure.
But he might beat it from time to time.
We all do. But the thought is like.
I'm a master debate.
Like, damn, Tank has been a dude that can not just win, but like, explore, like, make
he
somebody.
Embarrass people.
Make, yes.
Tank is freaking beast, bro.
We've got to get back to seeing some of that, and you know, again, to me, that's the key to the game this week. I think they're going to run it decent. I don't know what they're going to try to do offensively, but I do believe that Bobby's going to find a way to get Tank the football one way or another, and what Tank looks like is going to dictate whether they're in this game in the fourth quarter.
And here's what
I did say in this game in the fourth quarter. And I know New York's bad, but they got some dudes.
And listen, to that point, I honestly think this the Tank Dell stuff has now got to start to fall on Bob Slowick. Because all right, man, maybe 8 weeks we've sat here. Clinton tried to say, hey, man, what's up with him? He's not getting open. As you said, he would embarrass guys last year. Well, I think you got to help him. I think now that Diggs is gone, to me, it makes sense that he plays as much of that role as he does on the outside, Clint.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.